And thank you for joining us this morning here at Rosie on the House.
Okay, I should be remembered. I'm so ashamed. Lindsey Vonn.
Lindsey Vonn was the skier's name you were trying to remember.
She is a rock star, and this is her last Olympics. So, you know, she was a little disappointed in her performance. She didn't medal like she would have liked to, but, man, all the injuries and everything she's going through, Tiger Woods dating him, I mean, come on. She should get a gold medal for that.
Yeah, definitely. 7 o'clock hour of Rosie on the House. We're generally talking about places, people, and events in and around the great state of Arizona. We did get on one of Rosie's little bunny trails and had a segment there on the Olympics. But how could you not? How could you not talk about the Olympics? But right now, I want to talk about a particular event that's going on here in the Phoenix area. And I want to bring in Miss Christina Underhill, the Assistant Director of Parks and Recreation for the City of Avondale. Let's bring Christina into the conversation and give her some airtime here to brag about her event. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for rising up. I know you're an early riser anyway. Thanks for getting up and being willing to share the story of the Tres Rios Nature Festival.
Of course. We're excited about this event, so I'm happy to share what we have going on in the West Valley.
It's an event y'all have seen grow over the last almost 20 years.
It's been, yeah, this event's been going on quite a while, and it has changed and grown over the years.
And it is, what is Tres Rios?
So Tres Rios really stands for the three rivers, which is the Gila River, the Salt River, and the Agua Fria River. In a particular area that we hold this festival, those three rivers convene in that area there.
It's a gorgeous riparian area, lots of water. Folks, just think Phoenix International Raceway. You're right there. You're
Phoenix
right
International
there.
Phoenix International Raceway is now called IMS. So if you're looking for signage and headed down to the event, it's called IMS now, and it is just north of the raceway there that the festival is held.
They changed the name of the raceway. I don't even know what IMS stands for yet. Do you?
Off the top of my head, no, I don't. But that is the new sponsor of that racetrack.
Okay, all right. So the Tres Rios Festival, in its like almost 20th year, may even be more older than that, is coming up March 3rd and 4th. This is a great family event. Talk about all the things the families can do if they make their way out there.
Yeah, so this is a fun event for all ages. We really focus on STEAM, or STEM, science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. As part of this festival, we are a partner with the Arizona SciTech Festival. We're a signature event for them. So we have a lot of hands-on exhibits that will be going on throughout the festival. So you can see wildlife up close and personal, get to know what the reptiles and the animals are all about and their purpose in nature and what they do. We offer a lot of free activities like fishing. So Arizona Game and Fish is one of our partners, and they provide all the fishing poles and the bait. In fact, they'll help you bait it if you don't want to touch the worm. And we have a lot of people during the festival that do catch fish. We do have a catch and release program. So if you catch one while you're there, we ask that you just put it back, and hopefully somebody else will catch that fish as part of the festival as well. We also have canoes and kayaks that are free to get in and paddle around. It's a running river in the Southwest Valley, and so you're able to paddle out. You're actually able to see the mouth of the Gila River coming into what would be considered the Salt River, and so you can paddle out and see that. REI is also a partner of this festival, and they'll be offering stand-up paddleboarding classes, and those are free as well. So that's a nice addition to this festival. And if anyone's interested in learning how to stand up paddleboard, a new and upcoming trend in outdoor recreation, you can sign up at the Tres Rios Nature Festival.com website to lock in your spot to participate in that. We also have archery that's provided by Game and Fish as well. And so adults and kids can try their hand at archery and see if they're able to hit the target. There are instructors on site to help teach you how to be safe while doing the activity. I mean, so that's a fun event for, again, all ages.
And y'all have it set up in such a way that parents and kids can just kind of meander from one station to the other. The kids could actually try their hands at every one of these activities just right there.
Yeah, that's correct. It's fun. And we have people that stay there literally from 10 a.m. when we open until 4 o'clock when we close. And they're out there all day just participating in all the activities. We have great food. We have a handful of food trucks that will be out there. So there's a cost for that, but all different types of food. So I'm sure somebody that's coming out will find something that they would like.
Now, if y'all remember last spring, last winter, the huge moisture event that we had that entire season, the Tres Rios Festival is down in where these three rivers join. So at the appointed time of the festival, the entire area was about 4 feet underwater.
It was impressive to be down there and watching literally a huge river flowing through the Southwest Valley. It was crazy, and yes, where our festival was to be held was completely underwater, probably 4 to 5 feet underwater at the time.
Yeah, I don't think we have much of a chance worrying about that next weekend.
No, we don't. I think it's going to be beautiful weather this next weekend. We're going to have perfect conditions, sunny and warm, and it'll be beautiful for this event.
And on Saturday, y'all actually run late, clean up to like 7:30 in the evening, right?
We do. So we have a sunset concert on the river, and Jarabe Mexicano, who is a band out of San Diego, will be in town and performing live on stage. They're fun, upbeat. They do a lot of covers, some originals. They'll get people up and dancing. And we also have a beer garden running all weekend, and it'll be open for this concert as well. So come out and have a cold beer on the river, and we have wine as well. So if beer's not your thing, we have plenty of wine that you can purchase too.
And food vendors?
Yep, we've got a handful of food vendors from barbecue to fry bread and burgers. Just about anything that you would want, we'd have it most likely.
And folks, don't let the price of admission keep you away.
It's very expensive to get in. It's the cost of $0. It's free to park, free to get in, and free to participate in the activities. We recently added the zip line, and there's a small charge for that, but that's a fun way to see the festival from a bird's eye view.
That's awesome. Next Saturday and Sunday, March 3rd and 4th, Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7:30 p.m., Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., get the kids out there, expose them to archery, expose them to fishing, canoeing, paddleboarding. And you've also, the Sonoran Audubon Society is going to be out there as well.
They will, yeah. They're a great partner in this festival. They bring out experts in bird watching and guides, and you can sign up for a bird watching tour. They're short tours that take you out on a hike and give you some binoculars and help point out the various birds that are in the area hanging out during the festival. And we usually see well over 60 to 80 species of birds during the festival. Pretty exciting.
And it's great to be with an experienced birder. They teach you exactly what to look for quickly to identify the particular bird you've got focused on. It's the beak profile. It's the tail profile. It's the color of legs. It's just some really great tricks. And I'll tell you what, bird watching is one of those activities that drives you outside. It's something I've always loved doing. I've got my Audubon book and my record list, and I've always enjoyed bird watching with the kids. It's a fabulous outdoor activity.
It is. It's fun, and it's something that if you've never done it, definitely come out and try it out. I think you'll get hooked.
Well, Christina, I can't thank you enough for you've been involved in this thing for 15 years or more, haven't you?
Well, I've been with the city for about 10 now, and so 10 years I've been involved with this festival, and every year I fall more in love with it. It's an amazing outdoor festival, and we're excited to do it every year.
Christina Underhill, the Assistant Director of Parks and Rec for the City of Avondale. What are some of the other things that keep you busy the rest of the year?
Oh, we've got tons of stuff going on in Avondale. Lots of programs for youth and kids, classes, lots of parks, beautiful parks that we have in Avondale. So there's a lot happening on the west side.
Well, we're honored to be a sponsor with my board membership through Wildlife for Tomorrow. It's one of the events we love being involved in and love seeing the kids get outside, learn these outdoor skills. And the fact that City of Avondale, y'all have got SRP, APS, REI, you've got Arizona Game and Fish, Maricopa County, Goodyear's involved. Like I said, the Audubon Society from the Sonoran chapter, A to Z Equipment Rents, T-Mobile. You know, I feel like a NASCAR driver trying to name all the sponsors. but y'all have put together a really strong group of people that get together and make a great event.
Oh, yeah. We have experts in various fields that join us as part of this event and bring a lot to the table. And we enjoy it every year having them out there and a part of the event.
Free parking, free admission, and expose the kids and the family and yourselves to all of these wonderful outdoor events. Stay, enjoy the food from the food vendors, have a cold beer, and enjoy the concert in the evening on Saturday. Christina, thanks a million for coming on board with us here at Rosie on the House.
Hey, thanks, Rosie. I appreciate it. Hope to see everybody out there.
All right. Thanks a million.
That's my kind of festival. It's got everything. You got fishing, you got food, you got fishing. And I was going to say, last year you could have had whitewater rafting, but
yes, you could have. Yeah, last year you could have. They ended up holding it like 8 weeks later once the water went down. Mm-hmm. But it really is a spectacular little corner of Arizona where these three rivers come together. It's actually very close. If when you survey in Arizona, wherever you're surveying, you've got the baseline. That's Baseline Road. That's your baseline. And then you've got the meridian that goes north and south. This is right at the baseline meridian point of all surveying. Point of reference is right there. So all your range and township designations across the state of Arizona all originate right there at the base meridian pinpoint, which is kind of cool if you like surveying. I like surveying. Surveying's cool. Staycations. We got to cover some staycations. We've got the Flagstaff Staycation, which we were featuring the whole month of February. Right now, if you'd like to win an Arizona staycation, we're going to tell you how to do that. And right now, we're registering for a trip down to Sierra Vista. So
jam-packed Ramsey Canyon Inn stay, tickets to see Dolan Ellis at the Arizona Folklore Preserve, two tickets to tour the Kirchner Caverns. So
it's going to be great. And the letter we got from our most recent participant was actually up in Flagstaff the same weekend we were.
Yeah, we can talk about that when we get back.
We will. It's a little bit, they actually called the event. They came home early because they were afraid of the snow event that was occurring on Sunday. But they had an absolutely spectacular time at the Jeep Tours in Sedona, at the Orchard Inn, and, of course, Satchmo's.
Satchmo's.
I think they said Satchmo's was like their favorite thing of the whole weekend.
It ranks up there.
Getting into that Satchmo's barbecue in Flagstaff. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely. Jennifer, as I've said many times before, is like the queen princess barbecue snob of the entire planet. And
number one, Satchmo's.
Satchmo's is her number one barbecue. Thank Roger Naylor, our friend and author and outdoor adventurer that turned us on to Satchmo's. So all of that, we're going to talk a little bit more about staycations when we get back. And we've got the urban farmer, Greg the Farmer, joining us in the 8 o'clock hour. Y'all stay tuned. 9 o'clock hour will be open hour. I've got updates for APS. That we had on the show last week. And 10 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about organic. We're going to stay on gardening a little bit that particular hour. Jennifer and I are going to talk a little bit about organic gardening. All right here at Rosie on the House.